In the name of Jesus, amen. There will never be peace between Christ's disciples and the world. That's a fact. Today's text is a lesson for us about living in that very real tension. A tension that will be with us all of our days. But fear not. There is also great comfort in today's text. What do we learn here about life as Christ's disciples? He says to us, I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. I am he whom the world cannot suffer and who is the cause of such hatred and persecution. But I chose you that you might not be of the world and be involved in the devil's hatred and envy. Oh, what priceless comfort it is when Christ pronounces that we are not of the world, since we believe and confess him. But oh, how the devil works to turn all of that around so that his ways and the world's ways look harmless and innocent and even natural. The devil and the world will gladly advise us on everything from birth to death. It's all false, but it will look good. We're told by them that all we have to do to keep peace and have a little bit of success in these very challenging times is to just be more tolerant and accepting of others and their ideas. Bend and blend. Mix it up and water it down. It really doesn't matter. A Christian in the world is like a Christian at a party which has taken a very ugly turn. And there's a time when we feel like we have to get up and walk out. We do not belong here. We do not fit very well in that world. Will people laugh? Perhaps they might. They may think the danger is only imaginary. But we're not so naive. We have a healthy fear of sin, and we know that the danger is real to be of the world. And we will flee, even if we cannot look dignified at the same time. Right? This testing faces us day and night as it attempts to tear us away from all that is good and right, what is true, and especially away from the name that we have on our lips. The devil cannot abide that name. And he cannot abide our cheerful endurance as we cling to that name, even as he torments us. It would be his delight to have us set that name aside and join him and the world down very, very different paths. You see, as Christ's disciples, we're called to experience and suffer not just the hatred of the world and non-believers, but the extreme and venomous hatred of the devil himself. He could not possibly be more hostile toward you simply for being a Christian. So he's going to work to sour your heart with the absurdity and the folly of your God's ways, especially in trials, crosses, and persecution. His goal is for you to blaspheme, doubt, despair, and desert the one whose name you confess. Dear fellow redeemed, this is what we can expect. But fear not, there is also great hope and comfort in this text. Our Lord knows that we cannot fight this alone, and he has not left us alone. Far from it. He has sent a comforter who will preserve us against all the ways of the devil and the world. He has sent us greater power in that comforter than all of the forces that the devil and the world could possibly muster. He has sent a comforter who will preach Christ and only Christ into our hearts as he fills them with his consolation. He sent a comforter to give us strength and courage to continue with that name of Christ on our lips. He sent a comforter who is the Spirit of truth, who shows us, who teaches us to discern what is true and what is not. Those baptized into Christ have all of that power. On call night at the seminary, we always sing Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed, a Latin text from about the year 840. So this Wednesday evening, we will sing and pray these words about that comforter, that power sent from the Lord, when we sing, drive far away our wily foe, and your abiding peace bestow. With you as our protecting guide, no evil can with us abide. All that I could possibly add to that is Luther's sublime hymn about the Comforter. Transcendent comfort in our every need, help us neither scorn nor death to heed, that we may not falter nor courage fail us when the foe shall taunt and assail us. Shine in our hearts, O Spirit, precious light. Teach us, Jesus Christ, to know aright, that we may abide in the Lord who bought us, till to our true home he has brought us. Lord, have mercy. Amen.